Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
When most people think of Southern California, first thing that comes to mind is sprawling LA and not 10,000-foot-tall mountains and ski resorts. But less than a 2.5-hour drive from the heart of Hollywood, you'll find Big Bear, California. The town and the base of the ski slopes are 7,000 feet above sea level, and Big Bear is far from just a wintertime experience. It's a happening year-round destination for Southern California natives and tourists around the world. During the summer months, hiking, biking, and lake activities are all-consuming. And if it's your first time at Big Bear, a highly recommended, fun introductory activity that will give you a bird's-eye perspective of the pine-forested mountaintop realm is to sign up for a sightseeing helicopter flight. Flights start at just $35 for a 7-minute airborne adventure. And trust me, the experience is so dramatic and thrilling it will feel like you're in the air for an hour. We took to the skies with Helicopter Big Bear's chief pilot, Roy Harding. Come along for a conversation with Roy about his operation. It's the only airborne flight seeing company in town, by the way.
Take your time. Use the apparatus that's available, the handles, the step stools she'll have for you to help yourself in and out. Other than that, let me show you a couple things about the helicopter. And these are simple high point items here.
My name is Roy Harding, and chief pilot with Helicopter Big Bear.
All right, Big Bear, California. How far from L.A. is Big Bear?
L.A. is a couple hours or so from us. L.A. is wonderful because a lot of people want to get out of there for the day or for the week or weekend, and they want to come up here and maybe get some fresh air, maybe some cool temperatures, get snow. They can't get snow down there, so this is their fix for snow, for one thing.
I saw ski runs across the road. Have a ski resort.
Oh yeah, we have skiing up here. We also have the inner tube hills. Snow is big business here, but summer is also a big business up here. It's something that what it is Big Bear is a four season destination. All four seasons have a demand up here. With the helicopter tours, for example, it's going to change. It's going to change season to season. It's going to go from snow. It's going to go to the lake. It's going to go to the colors in the fall. And every time of year is a good time of year to fly up here.
So helicopter tours are real popular.
You know, we have a pretty strong demand year-round. We are open 365 days a year. If there wasn't somewhat of a significant demand, we wouldn't be here every day. Helicopter Big Bear is the only helicopter tour or any type of aerial adventure that is available.
So there is no fixed wing flight seeing up there?
That is correct. There is no fixed wing tour whatsoever, just us. And
what would be a typical itinerary? Do you have like little mini quick introductory flights and more extensive, longer?
Helicopter Big Bear offers 9 different tours, and ranging from 7 to 45 minutes.
And so 7-minute flights. So that might be somebody who's never flown before and get a little taste.
That's exactly what it is. Most of our 7-minute flights are customers that are very apprehensive. Maybe they're just unsure of how well they're going to do on a flight. I think half of them actually would like to fly something longer, but they just want to play it safe. And I will tell you that about every one of them comes back and says one of two things or both. I wish I'd gone longer, and I'm going to come back and do this again and maybe do one of our longer tours.
Or they turn around and do it again on their same trip?
I've had it happen where we've got on the ground and immediately they said, can we go do that again? That is an option too.
So for somebody on a budget, what would be the introductory bottom line entry price for somebody to go up?
Well, the 7-minute tour is going to be also that budget buster there too. It is a $35 per passenger flight. It is a 2-passenger minimum. We have to have 2 of you on board to conduct a flight. All of our flights are private flights. There's nobody else on board that helicopter other than you. Every seat is a window seat. So for $35 each, you can see Big Bear like you can't in any other way.
And you fly the Robinson, I think you said an R-44, and that is an American-made and a real reliable aircraft.
Well, the R-44, we actually operate two R-44s, and we wouldn't be flying them up here if they weren't getting the job done. Yes, it is American-made down in the Los Angeles area, and they're extremely reliable and just a simple design. Very applicable for the type of flights that we do up here.
Very, very cool. How about you? How did you wind up going here?
Well, I've been, myself as a chief pilot, been flying helicopters for 17 and a half years. I think like a lot of things, you just kind of end up in some of the things that we do. Pro bowlers don't start off as a pro bowler. You know, you start off as you roll the ball down the lane, and next thing you know, you end up, you're pretty good at this, and it just kind of takes off. I have every certification in helicopter flight. There's six of them. I have all six, as well as being a flight instructor. I'm also a fixed-wing pilot. We fly over 2,500 Ubers a year, and I do fly quite a few of them. There's two of us pilots. As I mentioned, we are open the 7 days a week. Reservations are recommended for our flights. Walk-ins are welcome. A short notice, all of that is fine.
For further information,
visit our website at helicopterbigbear.com. Once again, that's helicopterbigbear.com. And our phone number here is area code 909-585-1200.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
For further information about discovering Big Bear, California, log on to bigbear.com. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning.
Oh,